Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Daf Mem Gimel in Sanhedrin. We are partway down actually, so at the wide lines, it's going to be seven lines down into the wide lines. We begin with his section, Echad Oymerd V'chulu. Amar Rav Huna, Pshitali, it's clear to me, it's obvious. Who sponsors all these accessories, which are going to be used as part of the sekila, as part of the, you know, the process of putting the condemned party to death? Pshitali Echad Evan Shinis Kal Ba, whether the stone that is going to be used to stone him, Echad Eitz Shinit L'Boy, likewise the beam that they're going to hang the condemned after the skila, ve'echad sayer shenherak boy, or if it's a sword that's going to be used, ve'echad sudar shenechnak boy, or the material used to do chenek, death by choking. All these materials, all these items, kulan mishal tzibor, who sponsors this? The community, because it's their obligation to eradicate evil, to apply this type of punishment. They pay for it. My time, why doesn't he have to pay for it? The midday lamrina lay will not ever suggest to a person, if the sponsor your own death, zilva lase, go bring and pay viliktil nafshe, to kill himself. So basically, it's our obligation. Now the question is regarding items that are coming to benefit him, to defend him. Boy Rav Huna asks Rav Huna, I understand the halacha regarding the previous items. Certainly, it's community sponsored. How about Sudor Sheminifim Boy? If you recall in the Mishnah, we spoke about a signalman standing outside the bezin to wave down the horse to stop the process. Vesut Sherots Umamidan, or that horse used to chase after the party going to kill him. Mishal Mihu, who pays for that? Shall we say, Kivin da Hatzola Diday, since it's coming to help him, to save him, he should be sponsoring it. Mididay, who? He should pay for it. Oidumo, on the other hand, it's really part of our responsibility to look after him and try to save him. Kivan de Beidina, since the Bezn, Mechayvin Lemebad Bahatzola, we're required to make any effort to save him. Mididay, who? Perhaps they have to pay for it. Visu, next question. Had Amar Rabchia Barabashi, Amar Rabchizda. So we have a halacha that a person who's on his way out, Hayotei Liharek, is going to be killed by the Bezdin. Mashkin Oisei Koyret Shal Levoina, because Shal Yayim, take a cup of wine, put in a little Levoina ingredient, which will, cloud his mind a bit. Kadesh at the Torah of Daitus, that he's not so clear, and it sort of will have an anti-anxiety effect. How do we know this? Shenemar Tnu Shecher Lo Oived V'Yayin L'mar Nefesh. Give wine to this type of person who's facing this type of situation. So we know that we do that. The question is, who pays for it? V'Tanya. Now we have a brisa that Noshim B'Yakarais, wealthy women, should be Yerushalayim, Ha'imis Nadveis M'Viyis Oysa, and they would sponsor this material to try to calm the condemned and do that, last chesed with him. Okay, so typically it's sponsored by these. But lo yisnadnu nashim yikoris. Suppose they didn't come forth and sponsor it. Mishal mi, who's going to pay for it? Him or us? Says the Gemara, actually it's pretty clear as well. Ha vaday mistavar, in this case as well, it's clear. Mishal tzibur, we have to pay. Kivin dechsiv tenu. The pasuk says, you provide, you give him to drink. Tenu means midetu, that the tzibur, the community, is meant to provide this for him. It's part of our way of looking after him. Boy minei Rav Achbar Huna, he asked the question of Rav Sheshes. Amar echad minat talmidim. Okay, so we have the talmidim sitting there in front of the dayanim, observing the process, and one of them gets up and says, you know what, yesh li l'lamid olav tzchus, I have a limud tzchus to defend the condemned. And suddenly, he goes blank, nishtatik, becomes mute, can no longer speak, and can't express what's on his mind. Mahu. Now we're stuck. What do we do? Do we just ignore it? Or do we have to start from fresh and bring new dayanim, new people into the scene to perhaps try to uncover what this fellow had in mind. Menapach Rav Sheshes b'yedei. So Rav Sheshes did away. He waved with his hands. Nah. Because, you know what, if this is a concern, nishtatek, even if a person turns silent, should concern us. Well, then, there's no end. Afilu echad b'seif ha'ilam nami. So every time you're about to do a misa in Bezdin, let's be concerned that perhaps there's somebody, you know, in China that can have something good to say about him. There's no difference. Meaning, there's no end. You can't just hold it up because of that possibility. Answers the Gemara, no. No, what's the connection? Hasam like Amar. Typically, there's nobody that came forth. So, unless we see otherwise, we assume, right? But Hachik Amar, here, he got up and he spoke, indicating that he has something good to say. And now he runs silent. My, now we're stuck. What do we do? Toshma, here comes a raya from a halacha. The Amar Rabbi Yesi Bar Chanina, Echad Men Talmidim, Shazika. So one of the Talmidim actually proposed a Zechus. And we invite him into the Sanhedrin, into the count, right? We include him in the count, Umeis, and then he passed away prior to that final count. Do we still count him in, even though he's not here? Royin Oisei Kilucha, yeah. We visualize him as if he's alive, and he's there, and he has his position, and we count him in as the vote, as part of the vote. Zika in. That's only because he actually said something. Something tangible was offered. Something tangible was heard. So he has to be factored in. Loi zika loi, but otherwise, if he hadn't really said what he had to say yet, what he wanted to say, then we don't have to reckon with it. So clearly, in your case where he turned silent before expressing his position, we just, you know, ignore it. Answers the Gemara, no, not necessarily so. Zika pshitali. Yeah, if he expressed it, it's clear that it has to be included. Amma, but if he only indicated that he has something to say without yet saying it, tibaylach, we can still have that same question. Do we just ignore it? Or do we have to reckon with it? Now, even the condemned, the person himself, can offer favorable legal arguments on behalf of himself. Afiluhu says the Gemara, afilu pam rishonu shniya. So the Mishnah says, but that's only because we see there's some value, some substance to his argument. Otherwise, he can just jabber and confuse things and then just prolong the agony, right? So it has to have some value, some legal value. Afilu pam rishonu shniya. You mean even the first or second attempt at defending himself has to have value, has to have merit for us to even consider it? Atani, we have a brisa. The first couple of times, you know what, maybe he's not so clear yet, he's all, harried, and he's not really focused, so you don't have to, you don't expect him to come up with an organized, you know, properly substantiated argument. Pam Rishonu Shnia, the first couple of times, Bein Sheish Mamash B'dvarav, Bein Sheish Mamash B'dvarav, whether or not there is merit in his words, Machzir Noisa, we take him back to the Bezdin to rehash it. And we, you know, then we consider what he has to say. Mekan Ve'iloch, passed the first couple of times, so we see it's a recurring thing, he's just trying to prolong things. So then, we take a closer look, we examine his words. Im Yesh Mamash B'dvarav, if there's merit, potential merit, so then, we bring him back into the Bezdin and reconsider it. Machzir Noisa. Ain mamash b'dvarav, but there's no value to his words. In machzir noisa, we no longer take him back to the bezin. So clearly, the first couple of times we're not so, you know, strict about this. It's only past the first couple of times that we see, you know, it's a recurring thing. But the Mishnah seems to say that we'll never consider what he's saying unless it has merit. Amar apapa targuma. Let's interpret the Mishnah just like the brisa. V'pam shnei ve'ilach. So the first couple of times, anything that he says merits a return to the Bezdin, a rehashing of the topic. It's only past the second time, Yipam Shnei Ve'eloch, we'll only reckon if there's some substance. Now, who's accompanying him out there? I mean, who's to say that he has merit, that he doesn't have merit? Who's going to determine that? The Masrina Lay Zuga the Rabban, you're right. We have two Tamid HaChamim accompanying him. If they detect some value in his words, then we bring him back. Eloi, but otherwise, Eloi, we do not. So, why start this system only after the second attempt? Let it be there from first moment. As soon as he says something, the first or second time, even then, we shouldn't return him unless there's merit. Out of the voice, because of his fear. Lemotzi Omar Koma Di Isle. Perhaps he's filled with anxiety and he won't necessarily have his thoughts organized, and therefore we allow him some leeway. First couple of times, we don't expect him to provide substantiated arguments, and therefore anything is reckoned with. But past that point, we up the standards. Okay, so Mishnah says Matzlo is chus pitaru. If they discovered him to be innocent, they send him off free. If he love him, love. But otherwise, Yotzi l'sochla, take him out to the skila. But Kara is Yotzi l'fanav. On the way out, there's an announcement. Hear ye, ish pliny ben pliny, yeti l'sochla. Reuven ben Shimon is being taken out to skila al shavar ve'er plains because he committed this and this sin. Upliny pliny edav. And we have these two people as edim. So all that information is announced for all to hear. Kol mi sheidei l'ischus. And the point is to evoke interest, so that just in case somebody out there has a zechus, Yavai v'lamid Aleph should come and propose it. Amar Abaye. Furthermore, Ritzorach l'meimar, more details are included in that declaration to enable a possible hazama. So we say it happened on this day at this location. Allegedly. V'yayim pleini, v'b'sha pleinis, v'okam pleini, place, time. The reason is, Dilma k'diyadi, perhaps there are Edom out there that happen to know that the Edom who testified against this fellow here were actually in a different location at that time. V'asu, alokam, umazamu, make them hazama. That's what we do. V'korej yetzi lefanav, on the way out to the skilo, we make this announcement. Lefanav in, apparently, only immediately preceding the skilo, mekarlai. But there's no need to make an advance announcement 40 days before. There's no need to do that. We have a brisa. And now we shift over to the hagois on the side. This was really deleted by the censors because it describes in great detail how Oisi Ha'ish, leader of the other religion, right, Yeshua Ha'Noitzri, was addressed by the Bezdin due to him being a Mesis Umidiach, pulling away, mission arising, Yidden, taking them to Abay Dezorah. So we have a brisa of Atanya, Berav Pesach. This event took place no less than Erev Pesach. Telo'u l'Yeshua Noitzri. Sanhedrin hung Yeshua Noitzri. V'akoroiz yetzi l'fanav arboim yoyim. And this was after a 40-day announcement, which announced as follows. Yeshua Noitzri, yetzi l'isakal. Yeshua from the town of Nazareth, he's been taken out to Skila al-Shir Kishef v'heses v'diach Yisrael. So number one, he was involved in Kishuf, which is an Avera. And he sidetracked many Yidden to do Avodah Zarah as well. Kol mi sheyodei le'zuchus, yovei v'lamed olav. Anybody has something good to say in his defense should come quickly. V'le'imotzei le'zuchus. After 40 days, they came up with nothing. They came up empty. And finally, v'talu b'le'er of Pesach, and Erev Pesach, they hung him. So clearly, it's a 40-day affair. Amar Ulo, says Ulo v'tizbro. Yeshu ha'noitzri barapuchi zuchusu. Do you think that this fellow was eligible for limud zchus, was deserving of somebody coming and defending him? Mesesu, he has the status of a meses. Rachman Omar, we learned this many times in this mesechta. The table's turned by a meses. Torah says, Rachman Omar, lo yisachas olav, no compassion. We're not meant to try to find zchus. So apparently there was some anomaly, some unusual circumstance, which prompted this prolonged procedure. Elo shani yeshua neitri. This individual had a different status because the cut of the malchus hava, he was close to some sort of authority, and they had to treat him more carefully to indicate that there was real judgment and was real fear of judgment being applied. So it's an unusual situation, but typically you don't need a 40-day preparation period. Tanu Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Chamisha Talmidim Ha'iloi L'Yeshua Ha'Noitzri. In fact, he had five adherents, Ve'eluhein, and their names were Masai, Nakai, Netzar, Uboini, Ve'Toida. And they were also Chayiv Misa, because of what they did together with him. And Asuyu Masai. So first they brought Masai to kill him. Amar Lo, so Masai was somewhat of a learned fellow. They were all Yidden, right? And he turned to the Sanhedrin and he says, you're going to kill me? Masai Yaharig? The Pasuk doesn't allow it. Oksiv, the Pasuk says, Masai is a great man. Masai Avay Ve'roa Pnei Lokim. You shouldn't be killing Masai because Masai is connected to Hashem. Amar Lo, so they turned the tables on him. Play the words back on him. Sure, we're going to kill you. Masai Yaharik. The Pasuk says, Masa is meant to be killed. Masa yamas. Vavad shemay. Asuyul nakai. Next on deck was nakai. Amr Lui tells them, you're going to kill me? Nakai yaharik. How could nakai be killed? Ksiv v'nakai v'tzadik. Don't kill him. Al tarik. Amr Lui said, sure. Yeah, of course you get killed. Nakai yaharik. Ksiv mistarim yaharik nakai. Next on deck. Asuyul neitzar. So neitzar was next. Amr Lui, he turns to the Chacham, Netzar Yaharik, how could Netzar be killed? Aksiv v'Netzar m'sharash av Yifra. Netzar is meant to survive and have a successful life. Amalei says, no, in Netzar Yaharik, actually Netzar is meant to be killed. Aksiv v'ata hoshlachta m'kibruch k'Netzar. Nisav is meant to be killed. Next up, Asuila Baini. Amalei, he turned to the Chacham and Baini Yaharik, Aksiv b'ni b'chari Yisrael. B'ni is Klal Yisrael, it's related to Hashem, and yeah. Amr Loi said, sure, in Bani Yaharik, he deserves to get killed, Achsiv, he in Anechi Harik, I'm going to kill, as Bincha, Bini, Bincha, Bechirecha, right? So as a remez, that this is your fate. Asyul Toida, finally Toida showed up, Amr Loi, he turns to the Chachamim, Toida Yaharik, how could he kill Toida, Achsiv, Mizmor L'Saida, Amr Loi, in Toida Yaharik, Achsiv, Zaveach Toida, Yechabdonani, so killing Toida is actually a covet for Hashem. Okay, on this topic of Zaveach Toida Yichavdan, it says the Gemara Omer Shum Alevi. So we turn the page, Tamid Beis, Kol HaZaveach HaSitra, a person who overcomes, who sacrifices his burning Yetzahara, who is actively trying to make him sin, and Rashi actually says, we're speaking that he really succumbed to the Yetzahara. He's there. He's in control. You take him and you sacrifice him, giving away to Hashem, you do Teshuvah, and you say Vidui, you confess, Masvada Olav, Ma'alo levakos, if Torah considers it, kilu kibdui, l'kodesh baruch hu b'shnei olamim, like you gave cover to Hashem, honor in this world and the next world. Ho'il mazeh v'lamamba. Yosef zaveach toida, person, is a veach. His yetzahara, toida, by confessing, by doing vidu, yichabdonini, the double covet. Ho'il mazeh, ho'il mamba. Yichabdonini. Bomer Shem Olevi, it's not Shem Ezeb Ignish Kayim. Look how great is Teshuvah. Look, the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Adam makrev oilo. You bring a carbon oilo. Schar oilo biyada. Okay, you get reward for the carbon. Mincha? Okay, schar mincha biyada. You get schar for the mincha. Avol misha dater shvelo. However, a person's humble. He's giving himself away. He's taking his pride and his feeling of self-worth, and he's humbling himself, submitting himself to Hashem. That's the biggest carbon. It's not just he's bringing an animal to represent him. He himself is the carbon. Malo v'akosav kilu ikrav kol karbanos kulam. It's like he brought all the karbanos put together. Shana mar ziv chelikim, which is plural, the karbanos of Hashem, is all encapsulated in a ruach nishbara, in a downtrodden spirit, in a humble person. Furthermore, elash ain't filosinim eses. A person has this approach to life. He's submissive. He lets Hashem lead him. He has no agenda. He just depends on Hashem and His will. His tefillah has an effect, it won't be rejected. This type of person, with a downtrodden heart, with a broken heart, you will not reject. So now the next stage. We're close to the Beis Askila, we're 10 amas away. So the accompaniers tell the condemned, Hisvada, it's time for a vidui. Confess your averes, and you'll get olam habah. Shekein, derech, kol ha-mimosim, hisvadim. That's the practice of all those being put to death, they say vidui, and it's good for you. Shekol misvada, if a person actually does vidui in this stage, yeshloi chelek l'mabah, he'll earn his share in the world to come. Shekei motzini b'achan, as we find in the famous story of Achan, in the time of Yeshua, who stole from the cherem, from the items that were meant to be condemned, the loot that was taken during wartime, he wasn't meant to take it, and he was found guilty, and he confessed. Sha'amar li Yeshua, the leader, told him, B'ni, my son, Simna kovid la'Hashem l'kei Yisro, v'tein li toida, condemn, confess to Hashem. Vayan ochen es Yeshua, v'yayman, ochen responded in kind, v'amona, correct, yes, indeed. Anachichat tasi yaisin, v'chadois chadois hasisi. And we find that it helped him. Menayin shekibu le vidui, how do we know the vidui actually atoned for him? Sha'amar v'yayman, Yeshua responded, great, great, you did that. Mach artono, ya'akorach Hashem, v'yimazeh Hashem is going to punish you today. So today you're distanced from Hashem. Today you're going through a hard time. You're banished, but by mazal to ocher, you're in a sad state now. But in the long term, in Elam Haba, you'll be okay. If you have to achor olam haba, you won't have the state of achor olam haba because of this vidu. Vim einoy yedeya lis vados. Now, if a person is not able to do the vidu, he doesn't remember the averis or whatever. So we just give him, you know, we lead him on. We tell him, look, emar, you don't have to detail things, just say as follows. Instead of articulating all your sins, just say, the misa that I'm going through should be a kapara on all my averis. And you're done. Rabbi da emar, if he knows this whole thing was falsified, he's really innocent, then he shouldn't indicate otherwise. Omer, he should say, yeah, all my averis should be atoned by this death, chutz, except for this sin, which I'm being accused of, for no reason. Chutz mi avin hazeh. Amar lo, the chacham disagree, we don't allow this exception, because everybody's going to do that. You call Adam, Omer, Kain. Everybody will want to do that, because they're not going to say atzman, to defend themselves, to clean them, cleanse themselves, to die, you know, with this type of presentation, and it's going to really not really reflect well. Rashi says it's going to be mighty laws on the Edim, on Dayanim, so we don't allow this type of deviation from the accepted Vidui formula. Tana Rabban. So Yeshua asked Achan, Bni, Simna Kavid, please admit, what's the point of asking him? Why are we asking him? No. Ey no. This word no means a lashon bakasha, it's a request. What was the background to the story? Bishah she'amar kadosh baruch hu Yeshua. When Hashem tells Yeshua, Chata Yisrael, right? They had a tragic event and they were looking for the reason, right? To discover some sort of chet that brought about their tragedy. And Hashem gave him that. Indication that there's something wrong. Chata Yisrael. Somebody amongst you did something wrong. Amar lefanav. Yoshua responds, Ribbono shel Olam, mi chata? Please identify the culprit. Amar le, Hashem responds, I'm not going to do that. I'm not a snitcher. V'chidilter ani? Go figure it out yourself. Lech hapeil gorelis. Go use the lottery system to discover who it is. Halach vibil gorelis. He implemented the gorel system. And guess what? V'nafal agorel al achan. Achan turned out to be the guilty party. So he was identified to the girl. Amalei. So Achan turns to Yeshua. Yeshua, the girl at the Baalai? You're going to use the girl system to accuse me of wrongdoing? What good is a girl system? Imagine you and Elazar HaKoyen, the two, you know, greatest leaders. Make a girl amongst yourself, just you two. It's going to fall on one of you. Does that mean you're guilty? Ata of Elazar HaKoyen, right? You, both of you. Shnei Gdei La'Adaratem. You leaders. Let me turn the tables on you. I'm going to make a girl between the two of you. Two cards. Pick out a card each, right? It's certainly going to fall on one of you. One of you is going to be the... So what good is a girl? Obviously somebody's got to be... is going to have the winning ticket, right? So who said it's me? It's inevitable. That's somebody, right? So Yeshua responded, hey, calm down. Please. This system was dictated by Hashem. It's not just a random, you know, chance occurrence. Don't question the girl system. In fact, this system will be employed upon distributing Eretz Yisrael. Please. It's dictated by Hashem. I'm certain that you're the guilty party. Tain toida, please admit. Amar Ravina, continues Ravina, Shechudei Shachtei, Loshon of Shechad. He sort of paid him off, b'mili, with words. Basically, he led him on. Klum nevakshim chal hoido. Look, all I need is an admission from you. That's it. Then you're free to go. So he sort of misled him. And the Mefarshim say that really, there was some truth to it because in Olam Haba, right, he's going to gain, he's going to earn his chelik l'olam haba. So it was really to his benefit. So his aidah is going to earn him much. So please. But Achan was misled into thinking that that's all he needs to do and then he's free to go. Tein le'toydev yipater. Please, just admit and you're going. Immediately he took the bait. Vayan Achan to Yeshua. Achan responded, yes, indeed, I'm the guilty party. Vayomer, he said, Amana, indeed, anoichi chadas l'Hashem l'Yisrael. V'chazois has sisi. I sinned this time, and kazois. Apparently, this wasn't the first time. It was the third time. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanina, Malamed. We learn Shemal Ochan Mishleisha Charomim. It was the third time he partook from Cherem material. Shnai Bim Moshe, twice in the time of Moshe, by Arad, and a different time when they condemned the loot and he took from that. Ve'echad, and finally the third time was now Bim Yeshua. Shnamar Kazois, V'chazois Asisi, then and then, three times. Rabbi Yechon Amam Shem Elazar Bim Shimon Chamisha, total of five times. Arba Bim Moshe, four times during Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Ve'echad Bim Yeshua, and finally the fifth time during Yeshua. Shnamar, Echichatasi. So it begins with the fact that I sinned. And then we have vi, the vav, and kazois. And then again vi and kazois. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kazois, kazois, asis. Asks the Gemara, if that's the case that he sinned so many times, so why did Hashem wait until now to apply punishment? Why did Klal Yisrael suffer as a community? Only now. Va'adashta, my time lo yanush. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Shem Lozer, Shimon, you know why? Lefishe lo yanush alani stories. Hashem did not hold the rest of Klal Yisrael responsible for hidden averes, for concealed violations committed by one member of Klal Yisrael. Ad, that only happened after they passed the Yarden River and they took responsibility, assumed full responsibility for each other's actions, even the hidden ones, the unknown ones. Achover Sayyard, Yisrael Sayyardin. Ketanoi, as we have in Abraisa. But there's a machlokes in this regard. Pasuk says, Hanistores Lashem Lekenu. Right, the hidden violations, that's Hashem's business. V'ayniglis, the known violations that any member of our nation commits, we're all responsible to look after each other and set each other straight. Lanu, levoneinu, adoylam. Now, why do we find, you know, look at the actual Sefer Torah, you find dots. Lama nakud on the words al lanu, levoneinu, val ayin shabad. We find it on the letters lamed nun vav of lanu and the letters of levoneinu and the ayin of ad. What's the message here? Malamed to teach us shloy onash ala nistoris acha avri sosa yardin. So although the pasuk seems to indicate that nistoris are Hashem's business, we're not responsible for things that are done out of view, but that only happened until we crossed the yardin. Afterwards it changed and we're fully responsible even for that. Right? Our influence, our behavior is meant to affect each other to the point that if somebody strays, even privately, we're responsible. The Rebbe, that's Rebbe the Shita. Amar Rebbe Nachem, how could you say that? V'chi onash al nistoris lo'olam. How can you say there's ever shared responsibility for hidden violations? V'le k'var nema ad olam. The pasuk says, hanistoris Hashem lekein. What's Hashem's business? Ad olam, forever, it doesn't change. Ella, rather, he disagrees. K'shem sh'lo'i onash al nistoris. Kach lo'i onash al o'inshin sh'begoli. Ad sh'avru Yisrael asayadim. So according to Rav Nechemia, nistoros, hidden things, are never anybody's business. But even niglois, even known averis, we only assume responsibility for that once we cross the Yarden and we accepted that, you know, achrayis on each other. So now back to the question. Ela achan, my time ay anush. So that explains why he was not punished until today, because until today it was hidden. And even revealed things would not have been an issue until today. But what happened today was also something hidden. Achan, my time is honest. So why did they get punished for something that he did beseser quietly? It wasn't quiet. Mishum dahavu yada beyishti bonav. His family knew about it. His wife, his kids, and it became a known thing. And therefore, Klal Yisrael shared responsibility. Okay, so summation. Learned about things that the community has to pay for in terms of the Misa process, things that he has to pay for perhaps. We had a question about a Talmud who had something to say in his favor and was silenced. What meant to do there? Learned about the whole story of Yeshua Noitzri and how he was put to death. We learned about being an anav and a shuffle has the greatest effect on a person's relationship with Hashem, makes us feel impactful. We learned about the vidui process that's applied and is based on the story where Achan was misvada to Yeshua on account of what he did. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.